McLean County's treasurer is touting her experience leading the office. She seeks 4 more years. Her opponent in the November 6th election would like to see the office take a larger role in reining in county spending. More from GLT's Eric Stock.
Republican Rebecca McNeil of Normal has been the county's treasurer since she was appointed in 2003. She's since been elected to the post 4 times. McNeil says the office is extremely busy, handling tax and fee collections and distribution, working with some 200 local taxing bodies. The department also handles the county's investments and payroll for the county's 800 employees. This year, the office took over the county's accounts payable from the county auditor, a move which brought 3 additional employees.
Given the in-depth responsibility, I personally think that the position, needs to have someone with an education, a background. I have a master's degree in economics.
McNeil earned that degree from Western Illinois University. Libertarian challenger Lex Green has been a party activist for a decade. Green is a retired electrician who worked at the former Mitsubishi Motors plant in Normal. Green ran for governor in 2010 when Democrat Pat Quinn narrowly defeated Republican State Senator Bill Brady of Bloomington. Green also ran for Bloomington mayor in 2013 when Terry Renner was elected. Green is a former state Libertarian Party chairman and previously served as its treasurer. Green offers no criticism of how McNeil has run the office, but he suggests he could run it better.
A lot of people say, well, why would you run if the office is being done competently? I think when I ran for governor, somebody said, well, what's wrong with your opponent? And my answer was, well, what's wrong with me?
Green acknowledges the county treasurer is largely an administrative position, but says he believes there is room for the officeholder to advise the county more on budget matters. When that time comes, he says he would advise the county to be more critical of how it spends money.
Why don't we look at what things we can do to cut? And that, again, doesn't work directly into the job description of what the treasurer needs to do, but if the treasurer has an opportunity, he or she should express their opinion.
McNeil says it's not the treasurer's role to tell the county board how to spend money, adding the office is just one piece to the county's financial puzzle.
The common misconception is that the county treasurer is in charge of all of the county government's finances, and that is not true, because unlike the city of Bloomington or the town of Normal that has a finance department, McLean County government has other finance offices.
That includes the county auditor's office, which provides oversight of the county's finances, and the county administration, which oversees budgeting for 30 county departments. McNeil says she doesn't believe all financial matters should be under the treasurer's control.
Having things separated, everybody has an opportunity to take a look at it, and having multiple people involved in the process also keeps everyone knowledgeable as to what is going on at the county level.
When asked what specifically he would cut, the Libertarian Green acknowledges much of the county's major projects in recent years, including the jail expansion, can't be undone.
I don't see that there is a lot of low-hanging fruit, so to speak. Again, we're building the new jail. We've got things institutionally put in place that are continuing, and we're, as I said, coming off of that decade of reduced property values.
Green suggests the county has taken on too large a role in addressing mental health needs. In 2014, the McLean County Board created the Behavioral Health Coordinating Council with the goal to better help those with mental health problems.
Some of this ball has already started rolling, and once you get the county government doing this, then it becomes pretty hard to pull it back.
McNeil says the treasurer's role is to monitor key sources of revenue from local and state sources and to provide monthly reports to the county board's finance committee to help guide the county's budgeting.
I think that the county board is kept informed very well, and I think that the county administrator is also kept informed very well and is very much in tune with what is going on.
McNeil says the treasurer's office has worked to become accessible around the clock by offering many of its tax forms on its website. She adds the county is working to move toward a paperless option within the next few years.
It's all in an effort to serve the taxpayer, to give them options, and it's not a one-size-fits-all operation. Our taxpayers, some of them are not involved in technology, and they still want to receive that paper bill in the mail.
Green is the only Libertarian seeking countywide office in McLean County. The party was assured a spot on the ballot for the 2018 election in McLean County after presidential candidate Gary Johnson secured 6% of the vote in 2016.
This is a good thing for me in that even if I lose, I win because I'm advocating for the Libertarians and the cause that I believe in. But certainly it would be even better to be that elected officer and be able to extend that voice even farther.
Green needs to secure at least 5% of the vote for the Libertarians to ensure ballot access in 2020. I'm Eric Stock.
Libertarians have four candidates seeking election to the McLean County Board this year. This is Sound Ideas.